This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perhaps we could suggest an untapped skula to give us a certain kayak, to give us a certain power in our tefillah, to be able to mitigate this gezerah, hopefully be mevatel these gezerahs, and return to back to our shuls, back to our communities, back to our chaverim. The Gemara Masech Tainis on Daf Ches Amud Beis relates a story. That in the times of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, there was famine and there was plague. In a way, this is similar to our circumstance. Nebuch, we know there's Magefa. But besides Magefa, there's Kafna. There are people who have lost livelihoods, people who don't have work, people who don't have jobs, people who can't pay the bills. The whole people's life savings, big chunk of it has been lost. So we too are facing two difficulties. We're facing Magefa, we're facing financial difficulty. Amri, so the Gemara says, they said, Hechinavid, what should we do? Niboy rachame atarte lo yafshar. We cannot pray for two things. This is a very interesting subject. The Gemara, a little bit later, says, how do we know we don't pray for two things? The Gemara cites a pasuk in Ezra, V'natsuma unevaksha me'alaykeno alzois. We will pray for this. That implies there was something else to pray for, but they weren't allowed to. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Daniel, V'rachamin lemiboy min kadam eloshmaya al-raza dana. We're going to pray for God for this secret. That implies there was something else to pray for. And it's actually codified in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tavkuf Ayin Vav, Sivtes Vav, that the Mechaber says if when the tzibur has two tzarois, we can only pray for one. And we say to Hashem, even though we have many things in our heart, we are only coming to daven for a specific thing. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, you're allowed to daven for two types of illnesses because that's all under one semblance of tefillah, one umbrella category, but not for two separate things, not for chas v'shalom, plague and famine. The Chida asks, well, wait a second, but we daven for 19 things in Shemana Esrei. And the Chida says in the Sefer Yosef Tehillos that when it's part of the regular Seder HaTfila, you are allowed to daven for two things. But when a person has a specific bakasha, or even when a tzibur has a specific bakasha, that's not part of the Seder HaTfila, one thing. Chasam Sofer says in Parshas Kisavai, page Kuf Tesvav, that this is the Kavana of David HaMelech. That even though in Sefer Tehillim I ask for so many things, but achas sho'alti me'is Hashem ois avakesh, the intention of all of my tefillos is for one thing, and that is shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, to sit in the house of the Lord. But the Gemara goes back to the dilemma, returning to the dilemma in the time of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, what should they daven for? They can only daven for one thing. Should they daven that they shouldn't die, but they'll have nothing to eat? Should they daven that they should have what to eat, but there's a plague? So the Gemara says they had a chap. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, daven for parnasa. Why? Because who does God give parnasa to? To the living. Like it says, poiseach es yadecha, God, you open up your hand, umazbia, and you satisfy, l'chol chai ratzoin, for all the living their desire. Hafla v'fele, the people were dying, but they paskin, people should daven, that Yidden should have parnasa, because who does Ribbono Shel Olam give parnasa to? He gives it to the chayim, so it's like a trick to be able to attain and be mekabel both brachas from Hashem. Daven for people to have parnasa, because who does Ribbono Shel Olam give parnasa to? The chayim, perhaps today also. Yes, there's magefa, but there are people who are suffering financially. Perhaps we should put extra focus and kayach on davening that Yidden should have parnasa, that people's jobs should return, that people should find work, that every Jew should have a livelihood. Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving parnasa to Yidden, he gives it to the chayim. There's a concept that parnasa is to the chayim. Shenemar, poiseach es yadecho masbiya l'chol chay ratzayin. And then perhaps we should have extra kavana when we say the pasuk, poiseach es yadecho masbiya l'chol chay ratzayin. Ribbono Shel Olam, you open your hand and you satisfy all the living's desire. Poiseach es yadecha, you open your hand. It could also mean, says the Talmud of the Arizal, you open your two yuds. The first yud is the yud of the yud kei vav kei. The Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud is also the last letter of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Poisech es Yadecha, you open up both Yuds, you bring both of your names. In other words, we could say Hashem not only deals with us with Din, but He's Mamtik the Dinim, with the Shem Havaya, He brings Rachamim. So let us intensify our tefillos that the Ribbono Shel Olam bring refuah, and very importantly, that the Ribbono Shel Olam send parnasa to Klal Yisrael. And when He does send parnasa, it's Poseach Es Yadecha U'Masbi Alachol Chai Ratzayin. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.